Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we worship you and praise you for your word. Your word that tells us how to live healthy and long life. Lord, we praise you and thank you that you're the King, and we thank you for this beautiful book that can never be changed and tells us as an owner's manual everything we can do, who we are, and what we can do as sons and daughters of the King. Lord, as we talk about these things this week, I ask you to reveal to your church, to your believers, the word of the living God. And Lord, those that are not believers, ask you to reveal yourself to them so that many people will come to know Christ as their Lord and Savior. Now, Father, I claim every person's soul, their spirit, soul, and body that's listening to this radio today in the name of Jesus. And my prayer is that everyone will get saved, and those that are already saved will get healed, and those that are lost would get healed from their problems. So in Jesus' name, we thank you for the word. Amen. Now we're talking about the subject of fear this week, and all the things, or some of the things, that it will bring to you. Now yesterday we stopped with ulcers. One of the things I've learned, that whenever you live in the realm of fear, you will get into a state of unforgiveness towards someone for something, and when you do, it will put you into a state of fear, whether you know it or not, and that fear, along with the unforgiveness, will start bringing sickness and disease into your physical body. As long as you walk in obedience to God's word, you walk in a love relationship, and you walk in a state of forgiveness, you walk in the word, and if you learn God's word and learn what you can do by faith, you won't ever have to worry about being sick again, ever, because Jesus bore your sickness and removed your disease on the cross 2,000 years ago. He told us that clearly in Isaiah 53:4-5, Matthew 8:16-17, and 1 Peter 2:24. He's just such an awesome God. What he did for us is just absolutely wonderful. But I want to tell you a little story about a man that I met about 8 years ago. That when I met him, he had problems eating things. When I met him, we had sat down to have dinner together or something, and he had to be very, very careful what he ate. And I asked him one day, I says, "Do you have a grudge or unforgiveness towards someone?" And he said, "Why would you ask?" I said, "Because it brings ulcers. And since you have to be so careful what you eat, and you told me you have ulcers," I said, "I just figure you have unforgiveness towards someone." He said, "Well, I do have a couple of people that I have a grudge against." And I said, "Let me tell you something." I said, "Are you a born-again Christian?" He said, "Yes, I am." I said, "Do you go to church?" He said, "Yes, I do." I said, "Good. You know Jesus as your Lord and Savior?" He said, "Yes, I do." I said, "Okay, good." I said, "Go home and ask the Lord to forgive you for holding a grudge against these men." I said, "Then go to those two men and ask them to forgive you. Tell them that you've held a grudge against them. Tell them what for. Ask them to forgive you and tell them that you forgive them. And y'all start walking in a love relationship." I said, "If you will, I guarantee your ulcers will go away." And the man went home and read the Word of God where I told him to read about these things. And lo and behold, it was only a very few months, even without prayer, by walking back into a love relationship with all people, the enemy had to leave and the man was completely healed of his ulcers. I still know that man today. 7 or 8 years later, and he's still totally, completely healed and walking well before the Lord. So see, ulcers are caused by your actions. It's a spiritual problem. But then again, all sickness and disease is a spiritual problem. Now, God wanted you healed so bad that when he made you, he put healing power in you. In other words, if you cut your hand, you burn your hand or something like people will do, all you got to do is keep a cut clean. It will automatically heal itself. If you burn yourself somewhere, unless it's an extremely bad burn where you have to maybe keep it anointed with some kind of oil or something. But if you'll just take care of it and keep it clean, it will heal itself. So God wanted his children to walk healed. He knew what we were going to do, so he built us with a healing system internally in the body, so the body will restore itself. Now, we don't have any major problems with healing until the enemy gets involved, which is Satan and his demons. Now, Satan comes by, and he really messes us up, and he really causes us to get hurt severely. He really puts sickness and disease upon us. He causes us to get into an area of unforgiveness towards someone, and then that takes you out of fellowship with God. And he knows that now God's not going to hear your prayer because you're walking in sin, you're walking in unforgiveness. And since you're not forgiving those, the Lord cannot forgive you. So when you sin, you've got a problem. So you open the door to the enemy, and Satan comes in to torment you, to kill, steal, and to destroy. So it pays great dividends to walk in love. When you walk in love, you can walk in faith, because the Word of God says in Galatians 5:6 that your faith worketh by love. So if you're not walking in a love relationship, your faith will not work. If there's some kind of a sin in your heart, anytime you try to pray the prayer of faith, you cannot, because your heart will condemn you and you cannot get your prayers answered. So whatever you do, walk in love, walk in obedience to God's word, then you won't have to be concerned about ulcers or sickness and disease. There is another little item here that comes with fear. When fear comes into people, when people begin to live in the realm of fear, that suicide demon comes upon people. I hear so many people, even Christians, that say, you know, my son committed suicide, or my son or my daughter is thinking about it. They've talked to me about it. They just want to die. Those people have never learned who they are. They have listened to the enemy and not to God's word. Because when you listen to God's word, you learn who you are in Christ and the power you have over the enemy. If a demon comes, that suicide demon comes to you to try to cause you to commit suicide, you will laugh at him and drive him away in the name of Jesus. You don't have to be afraid of a suicide demon. You don't have to be afraid of any demon, because Jesus completely whipped the devil for you and me 2,000 years ago. In 1 John 3:8 it says, Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. Hebrews 2:14 it says, he destroyed him who had the power of death, that is the devil. So if Jesus destroyed him, then in Colossians 2:15 says he disarmed Satan and triumphed over him completely in it, the cross. And then he turned to us in Mark chapter 16, verse 17 and 18, and said, these signs shall follow them that believe. Now, it's a shame that there's not very many people in the church that believe God's word. But it's time we start believing the word of God. Now, Jesus said in Mark 16, 17 and 18, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, the name of Jesus, you shall cast out demons or devils. Now, we can cast out Satan. So if he comes to torment you, you speak to him, you command him to leave in the name of Jesus, and he has to go away. And then the Lord even goes so far to say that we will even be able to speak in new tongues. He said we shall handle the serpent, which is Satan. And if we drink anything deadly, it will not hurt us at all. And we shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Now, didn't he make that difficult? So as long as you're walking in obedience to his word, and your heart does not condemn you because you have all your sins confessed, you should be able, by faith, to lay your hands on any sick person and say, be healed in the name of Jesus, and should be able to get them healed. God made the provisions for you. Now, some people say, well, I'll try that. No, I didn't tell you to try it. I said to do it, because God is a faith God. And if you don't do it according to his word, the enemy will stand between you and God, and he will block your prayer. And he will laugh at you. He will laugh in the face of God, at God's stupid little sheep, because we don't believe his word. Well, folks, I think it's time we stop letting the enemy laugh at us. I think it's time we start taking God's word and walking in obedience to it, kicking the devil out, walking in love, and seeing our King do great and mighty things. I've had the privilege to see him do hundreds and hundreds of mighty answers to prayer. I mean mighty answers to prayer. He is an awesome God. Now then, you can get rid of that suicide demon real easy. All you got to do is learn who you are in Christ and drive him away with it is written. Let me talk here about some of the main types of fear that I've heard people that are concerned about today, that most people, even in the church, have a fear of dying, the fear of death. I say, oh, I'm just afraid I'm going to die at a young age. I'm afraid cancer is going to come up on me and kill me. Well, let me tell you, with that kind of faith in cancer and sickness and disease, you're opening a door to the devil. And he's going to come in and he's going to shorten your life. He will oblige you because you're killing yourself with your own mouth. That's why the Lord said over in Proverbs that life and death is in the power of the tongue. And every person shall eat the fruit of their tongue. Be careful what you say. Learn God's word. And as you learn God's word, you'll have no fear of dying. You'll know that the Lord is going to satisfy you with a long life on the earth. He's going to satisfy you with a healthy life. You're going to claim his promises. In fact, you can go back and claim Psalms 91, and you should read that over yourself and your children every day as a man or a woman. You need not have any fear of dying or anything, because in Psalms 91, the last verse, the Lord says, "And I shall satisfy them with long life and show them my salvation." So don't have any fear. We've come to the end of another day. We'll continue this teaching tomorrow on fear. We'd like to invite you to call us 940-242-2106 for audio and video tapes of our teachings. We have many. We'd love to send you a box of tapes, audio and videos. Also like to invite you out to our church, the Living Savior, every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. Also, like to invite you to contact me on the web. Send me an email or with an address for audio and video tapes. Our website is www.tlsm.org. And there you can send us an email. Praise the Lord Jesus.